Thank you for YCI radio check.
YQI in 0TR. The name here is Tom. Good morning. You sound like you might be on a handy talkie. I don't know for sure. Come back.
And I am in a depression as well, but I just want to see if I'd make it into the repeater.
You're about 50-50 as far as audio and white noise goes this morning.
Thank you very much for the call back. KQ4 YCI. Clear and
monitored. KQ4YCI, this is November 0, Tango Romeo. Have a good day. 73, 0TR clear.
TR, KQ4, PFI.
Don, how's my old buddy Don doing this morning?
Well, I checked and all the parts are still here. If something fell off during the night, I didn't catch it, so other than that, I'm doing okay. I just want to know how you doing, Ada. You didn't sound so good last time I talked to you.
You're quite correct. What do you want, Renee? I'm going to I-85. Why? The wife was questioning me. We are doing pretty good today, Don. Getting better by the day, I think. Still a little pain, but nothing like it was. It was a rough one. But headed to Anderson, to the podiatrist today. And it's a gloomy day, but it's not raining yet. I guess, excuse me, later this afternoon, Dawn, it's going to. How are you doing?
Okay, Linda's got to go. We got to go to the... She's going to have a... What do you call that? A mammogram. I don't know nothing about that kind of stuff, but anyway, we're going to leave here in a little bit to go up to the x-ray place up there or whatever and let her do her thing, I guess. But other than that, we're doing okay. I hope y'all are.
Again with the wife here about directions, and she's pointing me in the exact opposite direction I want to go. She's usually a pretty good navigator, but she's sitting there reading a magazine with her head down, and she looks up and tells me to turn left, which is east instead of west. That doesn't work very good to go to Anderson from where we're at.
And turn left right here.
She's got a pencil in her hand, and so she was actually kind of waving it to the right, but it was pointing to the left, so... I'll go by the GPS. anyways, well, thank God we didn't get frost on and mess up the apples and the peaches and everything else, the flowers. And real happy to see that work out all right.
Yeah, I love the apples and the peaches, but I really hate it when it does do that to the farmers and they lose their crop and all that, but I guess if we had control over the weather, we'd have it screwed up worse than it already is.
The rest of the world right now, wouldn't it? I don't know. They wanted to do that. They wanted to climate control the stratosphere or something. I was hearing this morning. I don't know who was doing that. But I'd say leave it alone to the good Lord and Mother Nature. They've done a pretty good job so far, with the exception of tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff like that. Boy, they really got clobbered by floods up here in Kentucky and Tennessee, didn't they?
Folks was fixing to build an ark. It flooded everything out and tore up stuff. I saw pictures on TV where it just annihilated houses. I mean... tore them all to there. I saw one truck sitting up on top of a pile of boulders. It was flipped upside down by that thing.
You know, one like that, it was actually on top of a house upside down, Don. It was just incredible. But you know, we moved down here 15 years ago from Kansas, and we've seen things like that. I remember well the the tornado that hit Joplin, and it was pitiful. And they killed like 170 people, Don, 2 years after we moved down here. And we just happened to be flying home at that time. And my brother-in-law took us right through the middle of that. And it was just truck after truck after truck of stuff. 2 weeks afterwards, being hauled out, it looked like Nagasaki and Hiroshima combined after the bomb.
Yeah, Linda and I lived in Abilene, Texas for over 3 years when I was stationed out there in the Air Force. And as the craziest weather I ever seen. One day, it started raining, and it rained little mud balls. And I thought, what in the world? And what happened was it blew up a dust storm, I guess, from the desert out there someplace. And then it started raining, and it rained down through the dust storm, and the little mud balls came down, you know, little small jobs. People had their wash hanging on the line, and you can imagine what that did.
CR Mobile. Wow, that made a lot of unhappy people. Well, you know, the craziest thing I ever heard of, we always wondered why some of these potholes and things and ponds got fish in them that nobody ever put fish in up in Kansas. And it would actually rain fish now and then. I don't know if it was just the larva or what, but somehow the storm had picked that up, and then we deposited it, and that's how the nature, it actually propagated the spread of some of the different species of fish. And I didn't believe it. One day it rained real hard, and they showed, news media showed pictures of little tiny, tiny fish that had come down. I don't know what picked them up, but I know what happened.
No, like I said, if we had the control of the weather, ain't no telling what would happen. Tom, I got to go here. My wife just gave me my marching orders. We got to get ready to go to the x-ray place up there for her. And I hope you continue to improve and get back to your crusty old self. I don't know why I said that. I'm older than you are. But anyway, take care of yourself. Hope you and your wife are doing okay. And just remember, turn left right here. KG4PFI, I'm clear.
That's my tip of the day. Yeah, you're right, trusty old Tom, but I got to go get an x-ray tomorrow. Matter of fact, tell your wife good luck on that. They want to make sure that stent's still in the right place before they pull it out next week. And Lord help us, I hope it is. Great hearing you this morning, Don. It was a treat. Pleasure's all mine, sir. KG4PFI and 0GR Mobile.
Okay.
Chang and Zoom, there goes a jet taking off right square in front of us, so I think you know where we're at. How's your day?
I've just heard you in there. I'm pulling into the Costco parking lot. And just wanted to say good morning. Got a lot of errands to run. Beth's over there at the airport right now. She's picking up her sister and brother-in-law.
And, on bunk on under runway 22, and a Delta jet took off, headed down to the southwest. I guess it rained after 5 o'clock today, Shane. And I hope you don't have to be in it very much. We're headed to the podiatrist at Anderson. You take care and have a good day, because I'm sure you're going to have to get out. Good hearing you this morning. In 4ZLK and 0TR73, Shane.
Hear you. You and Bernice, have a good day and be careful. And I do have to get out. I'm parked and ready to go into this madhouse. And talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
We're ready to merge onto the madhouse here at I-85 and 14. About the same difference, Shane. 7-0-TR clear.